Ako se sjećate prošle nedelje kada smo bili ovdje, ovaj svijet imao samo jedan mali ružni pupoljak.
But every day I poured water on the flower and I said, I think you're much more beautiful.
No, svaki dan sam zalijevao taj cvijet i pomislio, mislim da si ti puno ljepši.
I said this word beautiful to the flower.
Rekao sam tu riječ lijepo cvijetu.
Because I learned that also flowers are spiritual souls, but they are covered more than our human consciousness is.
Jer sam naučio da je cvijeće isto tako duhovna duša, no samo je više prekrivena nego naša ljudska svjesnost.
And if you encourage the flower, saying, I think you can do much better. They do actually much better. And then they develop these, look at this, beautiful, beautiful.
I ako cvijetu kažete, ja mislim da ti možeš puno bolje. I onda ono uistinu i puno bolje uspijeva. Kao što vidite, iz njega nastaje prekrasan cvijet.
We had also placed this little picture of Krishna here.
Tu smo čak stavili i malu sliku Krishne.
And by this divine vibration, this flower came out so beautiful.
I tom božanskom vibracijom ovaj cvijet je tako lijepo uspio.
You must know that before this came out, there was another, I think we call pupaljak, yes, but it died.
No, morate isto tako znati da je prije no što se ovaj cvijet rascvjetao, tu bio i mali pupoljak, ali on je jednostavno umro.
Because I hadn't done any spiritual thing to the flower.
Zato što nisam radio nikakve duhovne aktivnosti tome cvijetu.
I feel this flower is an analogy of our own consciousness.
Mislim da je ovaj cvijet primjerena usporedba s našom vlastitom svjesnošću.
If we give our consciousness spiritual food, it can blossom and develop very, very nicely.
Ako svoje svjesnosti damo duhovnu hranu, ona može cvjetati i uspijevati na jako lijep način.
But if we do not give our consciousness spiritual food, it will remain reduced, limited, and highly manipulated by the material environment in which we are.
No, ako joj ne damo duhovnu hranu, onda će ostati umanjena, ograničena i u velikoj mjeri povodljiva materijalnim okruženjem u kojem se nalazi.
How do you like this flower?
I kako vam se sviđa ovaj cvijet?
Look, it really, amazing. It is really by the spiritual sound vibration.
Ovo je uistinu zadivljujući. To samo zbog duhovne zvučne vibracije.
Good. So I will now present whatever I have to present to you.
I sada ću vam predstaviti ono što sam namjeravao.
One moment, we have something else in mind. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. You may know that the founder of the Hare Krishna movement is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's believed to be an incarnation of Lord Krishna.
Vjerojatno znate da je osnivač Hare Krishna pokreta gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, za kojeg se smatra da je inkarnacija gospodina Krishna.
Today I would like to tell you one lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which I feel will make a very deep spiritual point to you.
Večeras bih želio ispričati jednu lilu, odnosno zabavu s gospodinom Chaitanya Mahaprabhom, za koju vjerujem da će istaknuti jednu važnu duhovnu poantu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk through South India once on a journey and he would chant while he was passing on the street and he would dance.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je hodao južnom Indijom i dok bi prolazio tako ulicama, onda bi pjevao i plesao.
Now all the people who saw him passing on the road, tall figure with almost golden effulgence, would be drawn to him and drawn to his singing.
I svi ljudi koji su ga vidjeli kako pleše na ulici, tako stasita pojava, i jednostavno bi bili privučeni s njegovim pjevanjem i plesanjem.
And they would when they would come close, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stop for a moment, walk towards them and embrace them.
I kada bi mu prišli, gospodin Chaitanya bi za trenutak zastao, zatim bi počeo hodati prema njima i zagrlio ih.
And in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these millions of people who saw him would get the seed of Krishna consciousness within their heart.
I svi ti ljudi su u dodiru s gospodinom Chaitanyom dobili sjeme svjesnosti Krishna u svome srcu.
Once they would feel this Krishna conscious infusion, they would themselves come to the highest level of spiritual consciousness by singing and dancing and going to their villages and then spread the infectious Krishna consciousness in their villages.
I kada bi na taj način osjetili snagu svjesnosti Krišne, onda bi oni sami počeli pjevati i plesati, odlazili bi u svoja sela i isto tako širili ples i pjesmu.
In this way the whole of India saw a spiritual revival, a reformation going across the country like a tsunami flood wave of love.
Na taj način čitava Indija doživjela reformaciju, preobrazbu, koja je bila poput tsunamija.
So, this is the historical framework in which my little story which I want to share with you takes place.
To je povijesni okvir u kojem se odvija priča koju bih sada želio podijeliti s vama.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through India, he came upon a town called Kurma Chetra.
Kada je gospodin Chaitanya putovao južnom Indijom, došao je u grad koji se zove Kurma Chetra.
And he stayed overnight doing what he would always do, more or less singing and chanting throughout the night.
Prenoćio je tamo i činio ono što bi obično i činio u takvim okolnostima. Pjevao bi i plesao, pjevao bi do duboko u noć.
The next morning at 7 o'clock he was ready to continue his travel.
I sljedeće jutro u 7 sati bio bi spreman nastaviti svoje putovanje.
And he left Kurma Chetra.
I napustio je Kurma Chetru.
Now an hour later something happened in Kurma Chetra.
No, sat vremena kasnije u Kurma Chetri se nešto dogodilo.
The leper Vasudev arrived.
Došao je gubavac Vasudev.
His whole body was covered with open wounds in which there were worms.
Čitavo njegovo tijelo bilo je prekriveno otvorenim ranama u kojima su bili crvi.
Vasudev, the leper, had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Kurma Chetra and he had traveled the whole night under great pain.
Gubavac Vasudev je čuo da gospodin Chaitanya odsjedao u Kurma Chetri i onda je putovao čitavu noć osjećajući veliku bol.
He had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could cure people.
Čuo je da Čaitanja Mahaprabhu može liječiti ljude.
Not only of diseases like cancer or leprosy, but of the disease called material illusion.
No, ne samo od bolesti kao što su rak ili guba, već također i od bolesti koja se zove materijalna iluzija.
So Vasudev had come to look for the audience of Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he came 1 hour late.
I Vasudev je došao kako bi vidio gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali zakasnio je 1 sat.
He was too late.
Bio je došao prekasno.
He cried and cried and cried.
I plakao i plakao i plakao.
Now, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in the heart of all living entities, he heard that crying.
No, budući da je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prisutan u srcima svih živih bića, on je začuo taj plač.
And he very quickly appeared at the place where Vasudev was.
I jako se brzo pojavio na mjestu gdje je bio Vasudev.
When he saw his devotee Vasudev crying, he picked him up.
Kada je vidio svoga baktu Vasudevu kako plače, onda ga je podigao.
And although Vasudev's body was full with these heavy lepra wounds, you know, they are wet wounds with worms inside, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a long embrace.
Iako je Vasudevino tijelo bilo prekriveno otvorenim ranama koje su bile vlažne, to su rane od guba, onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ga je unatoč tome jako dugo zagrlio.
And when the Lord released Vasudev from his embrace, Vasudev's body had transformed.
A kada je gospodin pustio Vasudevino tijelo iz svog naručja, Vasudevino tijelo se preobrazilo.
He was now in a beautiful, strong, luminous body.
Sada je bio u prekrasnom, snažnom i osvjetljenom tijelu.
But Vasudev was not satisfied.
No, Vasudev nije bio zadovoljen.
Oh no, what have you done?
Ma ne, ma što si učinio?
Now I'm in a strong and healthy body. The danger is that I identify with the body and become proud.
Sad imam jako snažno tijelo i postoji sva opasnost da ću postati ponosan zbog toga, zbog poistovjećivanja s njime.
My Lord, I didn't come to you for material improvement.
Moj gospodine, ja ti nisam došao zbog materijalnog poboljšanja.
I came to you for something else.
Došao sam ti zbog nečeg drugog.
I wanted to have the divine elixir of love.
Želio sam božanski eliksir ljubavi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, "My dear devotee, I gave you that."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se nasmiješio i rekao, "Dragi moj bakto, ja sam ti to već dao."
And I can assure you that you will not fall in illusion, although you have now such a beautiful body.
I uvjeravam te da nećeš pasti u iluziju, iako sada imaš tako lijepo tijelo.
Always chant Hare Krishna and tell other people about Krishna consciousness as it is described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way you will always be above illusion.
Uvijek pjevaj Hare Krishna, objašnjavaj drugima o svjesnosti Krishne, kao što si to čuo iz Srimad Bhagavatama i Bhagavad Gite, i na taj način uvijek ćeš biti iznad iluzije.
This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to everyone whom he met. And I believe if he would today appear and stand on the marketplace of Zagreb, you know where this Chaturya with the sword is, he would tell the people of Zagreb the same thing.
I to je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu svima govorio. I uvjeren sam, kad bi se danas pojavio na glavnom trgu tamo pokraj Bana Jelačića, uvjeren sam da bi rekao iste stvari.
He would tell them, you can stay above illusion by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra always and telling everyone you meet about Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita.
Rekao bi da može ostati svjestan Krišna ako pjeva njegove sveta imena i ako svima koje susretne kaže o tome što je naučio iz Bhagavad Gita.
It would be very nice if you can make these two points the motto in your life.
Bilo bi jako lijepo kada bi te dvije stvari mogle postati određeni moto u vašem životu.
It's very easy to stay above the clouds of Maya, of illusion, by chanting all this and by remembering the words of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Jako je lako ostati iznad oblaka Maje, odnosno iluzije, ako se sjećamo gospodinovih riječi iz Bhagavad Gita.
This is my first point. The second point is I would like to make a little workshop with you.
To je bila prva stvar koju sam želio reći, a druga je da bi sada htio napraviti jednu radionicu.
For a long time I have thought when you come to the Sunday feast, you should definitely take something with you.
Jako dugo sam razmišljao kako kada dođete na nedjeljni program, trebali biste nešto ponijeti sa sobom.
You should take a spiritual practice with you home, which can help you through your life.
Trebate kući ponijeti duhovnu praksu koja će vam pomoći u vašem životu.
Maybe it is a little difficult for you to just chant and remember the Gita. So we will give some extra information.
Možda vam je teško samo mantrati i čitati Gitu, pa ćemo vam dati neke dodatne informacije.
A little while ago I was in Malelošin, where Hrivoje and Philip visited me, and I was thinking to write a little story.
Prije nekog vremena sam bio na Malom Lošinju, gdje su me posjetili i Hrvoje i Filip, i razmišljao sam da napišem malu priču.
And in that little story I wanted to bring the five essential points which I would like to teach in the future to life.
I u toj maloj priči želio sam isto tako opisati pet osnovnih stvari koje bih u budućnosti želio isto tako dijeliti drugima.
You might have heard that in Berlin we have started a spiritual university.
Možda ste čuli da smo u Berlinu pokrenuli duhovno sveučilište.
And within that university I teach the Vedic path or Vedic way, which is actually means for self-improvement and for coming on a very high spiritual level.
I u sklopu tog sveučilišta ja poučavam i vedski put, koji u stvari jedan način, odnosno sredstvo kojim se možemo uzdići na duhovnu razinu.
And what I will teach there is five steps, which I would like to tell you today about in a simple story.
I tamo ću poučavati pet koraka koje bih danas želio podijeliti s vama kroz jednu jednostavnu priču.
So I will now dress myself up as a storyteller.
Sada ću se obući kao pripovjedač priče.
And now you please think that you are in an Indian village, huh? And now the enlightening story comes.
Sada zamislite da ste u indijskom selu i da dolazi jedna prosvjetljujuća priča.
When Mohan came back from that journey,
kada se Mohan vratio s tog putovanja,
something had changed in him.
Nešto se promijenilo u njemu.
The people who didn't know him were totally amazed and fascinated by Mohan.
Ljudi koji ga nisu poznavali bili su potpuno zadivljeni Mohanom.
But those who knew him were suspicious.
No oni koji su ga znali bili su sumničavi.
Why was Mohan so happy?
Zašto je Mohan tako sretan?
After all, his guru had died on the journey.
Napokon, pa njegov guru je umro na putovanju.
Listen carefully to the story.
Pažljivo slušajte priču.
Mohan had two cows and one wife.
Mohan imao dvije krave i jednu ženu.
He took care of his cows like he would have done so if he would have had children with his wife.
Brinuo se za svoju kravu kao što bi se brinuo i za svoju djecu da ih je imao sa svojom ženom.
But since he hadn't have children with his wife, the cows were his children.
No, budući da sa svojom ženom nije imao djecu, krave su bila njegova djeca.
One day both of those cows fell from the top of the mountain and broke their neck.
I jednoga dana obje te krave pale su s vrha planine i slomile noge.
A week later, Mohan's wife had died.
Tjedan dana kasnije umrla je Mohanova žena.
Mohan was totally disturbed.
Mohan je bio potpuno uznemiren.
And in his grief he often looked for the counsel of Gurudev who lived next to the village.
I u svojoj boli često bi tražio savjet svoga Gurudeve koji je živio blizu sela.
Mohan was a slow learner because his mind was just so distraught from grief.
Mohan je sporo učio, budući da je njegov um bio toliko uništen zbog tuge.
In one week he had left his lost his means of livelihood and his beloved wife.
U samo jednom tjednu izgubio je svoj način preživljavanja i isto tako i svoju voljenu ženu.
Gurudev saw that Mohan had great difficulties to learn.
Gurudev je vidio da Mohan ima velike poteškoće s učenjem.
So one day he said to Mohan, Mohan, can you please come and carry my bags? I want to go to Puri where my ship is waiting for me.
Jednoga dana je rekao Mohanu, Mohane, možeš li doći sa mnom i ponijeti moje torbe? Idemo u Puri gdje me čeka brod.
Mohan was free. He had nothing else to do and he agreed. Why not carry the bags for the old man?
Mohan je bio slobodan, nije više imao šta činiti, pa je pristao, zašto ne bih nosio torbe ovom starcu?
When Mohan and Gurudev had arrived in Puri, they visited every day the Jagannath Puri temple.
Kada su Mohan i njegov guru došli u Jagannath Puri, svaki dan su posjetili hram Jagannatha.
They entered through the eastern gate, the lion's gate, and then saw the Lord of the universe.
Ušli su kroz istočna vrata, to su lavlja vrata, i vidjeli gospodara svemira.
But only after one week, Mohan's guru had developed symptoms of a high fever.
No, nakon samo tjedan dana, Mohanov guru je razvio simptome visoke vrućice.
And after 14 days, with eyes glistening from the fever, he called Mohan to his bed and said, my son, my ship has come.
I nakon 14 dana, dok su njegove oči svjetlucale zbog vrućice, pozvao je Mohana i rekao mu, moj brod je stigao.
And as Gurudev chanted, Gopal, Gopal, he left the body sailing back home, back to Godhead.
I dok je Gurudev pjevao Gopal, Gopal, otišao je ploveći nazad u kući Bogu.
Mohan was destroyed.
Mohan je bio potpuno uništen.
I seem to lose everyone and everything.
Sve sam izgubio i svakoga.
He cried.
Plakao je.
And cried.
I plakao.
And cried.
I plakao.
Until one day a resident of Puri came to him with an envelope.
Sve dok mu jednoga dana nije došao jedan stanovnik Purija sa kuvertom.
He said, this is a letter from your Gurudev.
I rekao je, ovo je pismo od tvoga Gurudeve.
He gave it to me before he died.
Dao mi ga je prije no što umro.
He said you should read it after his death.
Rekao je da ga trebaš pročitati nakon njegove smrti.
Then Mohan opened the envelope and olovka fell out.
Mohan je otvorio i ispala je olovka.
This is a modern olovka.
Ovo je moderna olovka.
Olovka here. And he saw a letter addressed to him.
I vidio je pismo koje je bilo naslovljeno na njega.
My dear Mohan.
Dragi moj Mohan,
do not grieve.
Nemoj tugovati.
I can never die.
Ja ne mogu nikada umrijeti.
You also can never die.
I ti isto tako nikada ne možeš umrijeti.
No one of us is ever born and ever dies. We are eternal souls.
Nitko od nas nikada ne umire i nikada se ne rađa. Mi smo vječne duše.
Mohan, I have written this letter to you to give you 5 powerful instructions.
Mohane, ja sam ti napisao ovo pismo kako bi ti dao 5 moćnih uputa.
There are 5 lessons which you should learn from the olovka.
Postoji pet lekcija koje trebaš naučiti od olovke.
The first is any good pen. This is not a good pen. when it makes mistakes, it has a razor with which it can correct the mistakes.
Svaka dobra olovka, što ovo tu nije, ima i gumicu koja može popraviti pogreške koje počini.
In your life, Mohan, whenever you make a mistake, immediately correct it.
I u svom životu, Mohane, kad god pogriješiš, odmah ispravi pogrešku.
And you should have a meditation.
I potrebna ti je meditacija.
That is a beginner's mind.
To je um početnika.
When you always think this day is the beginning of my life.
Ako uvijek razmišljaš kako je ovaj dan početak tvog života.
You will feel like an enthusiastic child.
Osjećat ćeš se poput poletnog djeteta.
And when you make a mistake, you will be happy to immediately correct it.
A kada pogriješiš, rado ćeš to ispraviti istog trenutka.
It's not bad to make mistakes. It's bad to not correct mistakes.
Nema ništa loše u tome da griješimo, ali problem je kad ne ispravljamo svoje pogreške.
You know, when you make a mistake, it's almost like a little snake bites you.
Kada pogriješite, to je kao da vas je ugrizla mala zmija.
If you correct it, the poison gets the little impurity or infection gets immediately out.
Ako to ispravite, ta mala upala odmah nestaje.
But if you don't correct a mistake, it can become a big infection which will kill you.
No, ukoliko ne ispravite pogrešku, to može prerasti u veliku upalu koja će vas na kraju ubiti.
The second lesson which you can learn from the olovka is be yourself.
Druga pouka koju možete naučiti od olovke je da budete ono što jeste.
The olovka will always make its own line.
Olovka će uvijek pisati po svojoj liniji.
It will live its life with its line.
I živjet će svoj život po toj crti.
So in the same way you should always in your life be yourself, Mohan.
I na sličan način u životu trebaš uvijek biti svoj.
To find out what is your unique mission in this life, you should have a meditation. Why am I here?
Kako bi saznao koja je tvoja jedinstvena misija u ovom životu, trebaš imati meditaciju. Zašto sam ovdje?
In this connection, the Christians tell us a very nice story about Holy Mother Mary who came once with her little baby Jesus to a monastery.
U vezi s time, kršćanska tradicija nam govori jednu zanimljivu priču o majci Mariji koja je jednom došla sa svojim djetetom Isusom do samostana.
All the monks stood in one row to greet the Holy Mother.
I svi su monasi stajali u jednom redu kako bi pozdravili svetu majku.
And to give happiness to Marie and Jesus, one chanted a part of the Bible, another sang a hymn. Yet another did a little ceremony.
I kako bi razveselili Mariju i malog Isusa, neki bi izgovarali dijelove iz Biblije, neki bi pjevali himne, dok bi drugi vršili neke obrede.
At the end of all these monks, there was a simple padre.
I na kraju reda tih monaha bio je jedan jednostavni otac.
He was very simple.
Bio je jako jednostavan.
His father and mother had worked in the circus as artisans.
I njegova majka radila u cirkusu kao umjetnica.
So when Marie came with Jesus, this padre was very shy.
I kada je Marija došla s Isusom, taj otac je bio jako sramežljiv.
He didn't know the Bible.
Nije poznavao Bibliju.
He couldn't sing a hymn.
Nije mogao pjevati himne.
The other monks had actually tried to tell him, stay in the monastery, you might make a big shame out of us.
Drugi su mu monasi čak rekli, bolje ti ostani u samostanu da nas ne osramotiš previše.
But the pater had insisted to be there.
No, otac je insistirao na tome da ostane.
So when Holy Mother and Jesus was there, he took some origins out of his pockets and very shyly started to jongleur, you know.
I kad je došao blizu Isusa i Marije, jako je sramežljivo izvadio naranđe iz svog džepa i počeo je žonglirati s njima.
And Jesus actually liked it, the small little child. He smiled.
Isusu se svidjelo tom malom djetetu, on se nasmijao.
So the potter felt encouraged and went all over.
I on se osjetio hrabren i onda je još više počeo to raditi.
And Jesus liked it so much, he stretched his arms to the potter, and Marie actually allowed the potter to hold the little Jesus. No one else. All these monks were not allowed.
I Isusu se toliko to svidjelo da je ispružio ruke i želio ga zagrliti, i Marija je dopustila Isusu, dopustila tom ocu da ga zagrli, dok niti jedan drugi monah to nije mogao učiniti.
This is the second point.
To je druga pouka.
Be yourself.
Budite svoji.
Find out your dharma.
Pronađite svoju dharmu.
And you can find this out by a meditation. Why am I here?
A to možete saznati meditacijom. Zašto sam ja ovdje?
Each one of us has been born here with a certain mission.
Svatko od nas ovdje rođen je s određenom misijom.
A certain dharma.
Određenom dharmom.
And if you live in that dharma, you will get so much strength.
I ukoliko živite u toj dharmi, dobit ćete nevjerojatnu snagu.
This third point.
Treća polka.
Mohan, when you have a pen, what is inside is more important than what is outside.
Mohane, u olovci je puno važnije ono što je unutra nego ono što je vani.
You know, like a pen. I'm sorry, this is not the right, but you get the idea, huh? The outside is, in this case, normally it's wood, but that's not so important. What is inside? The graffiti is important.
Ovo možda baš nije najbolji primjer, ovo je plastična olovka, ali ako se radi o onoj drvenoj, onda nije važno ono drveno izvana, već je važno ono što je unutra.
So in much the same way, your soul, which is inside, is much more important than the material body.
Slično tome i duša je puno važnija od materijalnog tijela.
Your inner life is much more important than your outer life.
Vaš unutarnji život puno je važniji od vašeg izvanjskog života.
So to come in contact with what's inside, the meditation is, I am an eternal soul.
I da bismo došli do toga što je unutra, meditacija je, ja sam vječna duhovna duša.
Mohan, this life is not always easy.
Mohan, ovaj život nije baš uvijek lagan.
You need to sharpen your body, mind and spirit.
Trebaš naoštriti svoje tijelo, um i duh.
Every day you have to do something to strengthen your body, your mind and your spirit.
I svaki dan trebaš učiniti nešto da bi osnažio svoje tijelo, um i duh.
Just like a pen.
Baš poput olovke.
Every so often you need to take the šilau.
Svako malo trebate uzeti šililo.
Šililo. Šililo, I'm sorry. In Bosnian it's šilau, and in Croatian it's šililo. Yeah. You have to take the šililo, or for Nityananda Kari, the šilau.
Trebate uzeti šililo ili za Bosance šilau.
Yes. And do something to strengthen body, mind and spirit.
I učiniti nešto da osnažite um, tijelo i duh.
For the body you might do a little yoga every day.
Za tijelo ćete možda raditi jogu svakodnevno.
When the body is in pain, especially the neck.
Kada tijelo osjeća bol, posebno vrat.
The mind is also in pain.
Um i isto tako osjeća bol.
Or when the mind is always thinking about negative things, how can you develop your mission?
Ili ako uvijek razmišlja o negativnostima, kako ćemo razviti svoju misiju?
But most important is to strengthen the spirit.
No najvažnije je osnažiti duh.
For this step your meditation is, what do I have to learn?
Za taj korak vaša meditacija je sljedeća, što trebam naučiti?
the fifth lesson.
Peta pouka.
See the hand of God in everything.
U svemu vidite Božju ruku.
See, the pen is never writing anything.
Olovka nikada ne piše sama.
This pen is not walking over the paper on its own.
Ova olovka neće sama prošetati po papiru.
It's the hand which writes.
Ruka je ta koja piše.
It's the hand which pushes the olovka through the paper.
Ruka je ta koja gura olovku po papiru.
In the same way, it's God who moves us.
Na sličan način, Bog je taj koji nas pokreće.
We should never forget that we are only the instruments.
I nikada ne bismo trebali zaboraviti da smo samo instrumenti.
When the hand forgets, no, when the olovka, the pencil forgets that it is pushed by the hand, it's an illusion.
Kada olovka zaboravi da je ruka ta koju pokreće, ona je u iluziji.
In much the same way, when we forget the hand of Krishna Sasha in our life, we are in illusion.
Na sličan način, ako zaboravimo Krišninu ruku u svom životu, onda smo u iluziji.
So the meditation of this is everything moves under the control of Krishna.
I meditacija za to je da se sve pokreće pod Krišninom kontrolom.
Mohan had heard these five lessons from the pencil.
I Mohan je čuo tih pet lekcija pouka od olovke.
And that is why he became so happy when he returned from Puri.
I zato je bio toliko sretan kad se vratio iz Purije.
Gurudev had taught him five important lessons for his life.
Gurudev ga je naučio pet važnih lekcija za njegov život.
Correct your mistakes immediately.
Ispravi svoje pogreške odmah.
Be yourself.
Budi svoj.
Never forget that the soul inside is more important than all the outside things in the world.
Nikada nemoj zaboraviti da je duša unutra puno važnija od svih izvanjskih stvari ovoga svijeta.
Strengthen body, mind and spirit.
Osnaži tijelo, um i duh.
And remain connected to the hand of God.
I ostani povezan s Božjom rukom.
Have you ever noticed, my dear devotees and friends, how sometimes things seem to not work in life?
Jeste li primijetili, dragi moji bakte i prijatelji, da ponekad stvari baš i ne idu kako smo zamislili?
And have you noticed on the other side that sometimes things seem to just flow on their own?
I jeste li primijetili da ponekad stvari jednostavno idu same od sebe?
Things don't work when you fall out of the hand of God.
Stvari neće funkcionirati ako padnete iz Božje ruke.
And things work when you remain connected.
A funkcioniraju kada ostanete povezani.
Of course, behind all these points, there's a lot to learn.
Naravno, iza svega ovoga postoji mnogo toga za naučiti.
What you can learn is how to live in balance. That's the first step.
Možemo naučiti kako živjeti uravnoteženo. To je prvi korak.
The second step is how to know your purpose in life.
Drugi je kako znati našu svrhu u životu.
The third step is how to remain situated in the eternal self.
Treći je kako ostati utemeljen u vječnom sebi, jastvu.
And the fourth step is how to remain in touch with the higher connection.
A četvrti korak je kako ostati povezan s višom povezanošću.
And the fifth step is called bhakti, how to live in love.
A peti korak zove se bhakti, kako živjeti u ljubavi.
This is the teaching of the Vedic scriptures and it's the teaching of the olovka.
To su učenja vedskih spisa, a isto tako i učenja olovke.
This was when I was in Malalashin. I was working on this story.
I dok sam bio na malom Lošinju, ja sam radio na ovoj priči.
And when I came to Berlin, I made I'm not alone, but I was helping to make a university out of this.
I kada sam bio u Berlinu, zajedno s još nekima sam pomogao da iz toga nastane sveučilište.
Strange are the ways of inspiration.
Čudesni su putevi nadahnuća, inspiracije.
I would like to encourage you to be in contact with our temple more and more.
Želio bih vas ohrabriti da sve više i više budete u kontaktu s našim hramom.
Next week we don't know exactly the day, but we plan to make a nice big assembly.
Na sljedeći tjedan, ne znamo još točno koji dan, ali planiramo napraviti jedan malo veći skup, okupljanje.
See, find out a little bit what are the needs of all of our devotees who live outside and how we can supply and serve them more in their spiritual advancement.
I isto tako vidjeti koje su potrebe bhakta koji žive van hrama, isto tako kako možemo zapravo pomoći njima i njihovom duhovnom napretku.
We very, very much desire that our temple becomes, let us say, something like a living school, or life school, life's ashram, you could say, better life's ashram, huh? Where everyone can learn how to live a deeply fulfilling spiritual life.
Naša velika želja da naš hram postane nešto kao životna škola ili bolje reći životni ashram gdje svatko može ispuniti duhovne potrebe u životu.
Sundarananda, can you please just come for a moment? We have also many plans.
Imamo puno planova.
And I have to just ask Sundarananda one moment. Yes, so please, Stani, or if you want to go there, so just as well. Yeah. So my request to all of you is maybe you want to read the story of the Olavka, and you could go to Banu Nandini, and she can send it to you on the email.
Koliko želite pročitati priču o olovci, možete se obratiti Banu Nandini i ona će vam je poslati po pošti.
Yes. Banu Nandini, would you like to rise, please, that they can know who you are? So you can give your email contact and then she will send you the story.
Dakle, njoj možete dati svoju email adresu i onda će vam ona poslati priču.
I feel there's really a lot of wisdom in this.
Osjećam uistinu da u tome leži puno mudrosti.
See, my spiritual master also taught me in very simple ways.
Moj duhovni učitelj me isto tako poučava na jako jednostavne načine.
Before Srila Prabhupada left, he also gave me an olovka.
Prije no što je Srila Prabhupada otišao, on mi isto dao jednu olovku.
He called me once into his room.
Jednom me pozvao u svoju sobu.
And he gave me four instructions which became my life's mission.
I dao mi je četiri instrukcije, upute koje su postale moja životna misija.
He said a good devotee should be four things.
Rekao mi je, dobar bhakta treba biti četvero.
He should be a good disciple.
Treba biti dobar učenik.
A learner.
Učenjak.
He should be a good guru.
Treba biti dobar guru.
At that time I said, no, Prabhupada, you are guru, I will not do this.
Rekao sam, ma ne Prabhupada, ti si guru, neću to raditi.
Then he said to me, a devotee should be a water carrier.
Onda mi je rekao da bhakta treba moći nositi vodu.
I understood it almost like here in the context of the plant. When you bring water to the plant, it can raise its potential, its flowers. So in the same way, when you give spiritual knowledge to people, the water of spiritual knowledge, then people can develop their potential.
Ja sam to shvatio slično kao u kontekstu recimo ovog cvijeta što smo ranije rekli. Ako zalijevamo cvijet, onda možemo probuditi njegov potencijal. Slično tome, ako ljudima damo duhovno znanje, isto tako možemo probuditi njihove duhovne potencijale.
And then Prabhupada gave me an instruction which I have not yet fulfilled.
A onda mi je Prabhupad dao jednu uputu koju do sada još nisam ispunio.
He said a good devotee should be a good cook.
Rekao je da dobar bhakta treba biti dobar kuhar.
But I only know how to prepare salad, not more.
A jedino što ja znam pripremiti je salata i ništa više od toga.
No, I think he meant that we should be self-sufficient or self-reliant.
Mislim da je time želio reći kako trebamo biti samo dostatni.
But when you are in such good association as the devotees of Krishna live in the temple, then you everything is taken care of. You don't think of cooking. In fact, you think of running away from the kitchen.
No, kada ste u dobrome društvu s dobrim baktama, onda ne razmišljate o kuhanju. Čak što više, želite što prije pobići iz kuhinje.
So he gave me these simple instructions and I try to live by them, except for the last, because I'm a little rebellious by nature.
I on mi je dao te četiri jednostavne upute po kojima ja nastojim živjeti, osim po ovoj posljednjoj, jer sam ipak malo buntovan po prirodi.
I really feel each one of us should have simple spiritual guidelines which he follows throughout his day.
Uistinu osjećam da bi svatko od nas trebao imati jednostavne duhovne smjernice koje slijedi tokom dana.
Spiritual life is not a very difficult, complex readjustment of the brain.
Na duhovni život nije neka teška i neko teško i složeno preusmjeravanje uma.
It's something very simple which comes from the soul.
To je nešto jako jednostavno što dolazi iz duše.
Which is residing in the heart.
Što prebiva u srcu.
Hare Krishna. All right, so I want to end here.
Ovdje bih stao.
If you want to take notes, maybe Radha Kripa, you can just put with the glue these five things on the wall, or maybe in the temple. Maybe we should put this outside there, because in the temple it looks so. Or there, yes. Radha Kripa will put it there, and you can write it down.
Ako želite zapisati ovo, Radha Kripa će postaviti tu negdje, pa možete to onda učiniti.
But Sundarananda will tell you. Give an announcement about an exciting new project which we start from the Zagreb temple.
No, Sundarananda će nam najaviti jedan uzbudljivi projekt koji ćemo pokrenuti iz zagrebačkog hrama.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dragi bhakte, dragi gosti. Prošle nedjelje Besin predstavio projekt Eko sela. I taj put nije bilo zapravo najavljeno da će biti prezentacija, tako da je zapravo bila samo kratka obavijest. Međutim, danas smo u 3 sata imali već jednu prezentaciju za bhakte koji nisu mogli doći u ovo vrijeme već samo tada. I točno za 10 minuta, odnosno 7:15 ćemo na prvom katu u učionici, kad se popnete stepenicama desno, imati ponovo kratku prezentaciju, odnosno malo detaljniju prezentaciju o projektu Eko sela, odnosno o projektu kojim želimo povezati jedan kvalitetan projekt, socijalno prepoznatljiv, koji može promijeniti imidž Hare Krishna pokreta i također može osigurati samodostatnost bhakta, zajedno sa projektom Sačana Svamija koji se zove Vedski put, o kojem ste čuli nešto tokom ovog izlaganja. Tako da vas molim, koji god je zainteresiran, slobodno dođite. Znači, prvi kat odmah iza stepenica desno je učionica. To je prva najava. Druga najava u subotu, 2. veljače, u Veneciji Veliki Harinam, skupna procesija pjevanja Hare Krishna Maha Mantre. I tko god je zainteresiran participirati u tom programu, molim vas, možete se javiti Charanga Thakuru, možeš ustati. Budući da trebamo prijaviti ovoga broj bakta koji dolazi na taj program.
You must say it's carnival.
Da, pardon. Dakle, radi se o karnevalu u Veneciji i prolazit ćemo kroz male uličice preko Mostića i pijati Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Negdje 300-400 bakta se očekuje. I neke dva su već bili na tom programu i stvarno je nešto prekrasno, tako da vas pozivamo kako želi. Možete doći. I treća najava poslije kirtana će biti serviran prasadom gozba. U ovom dijelu ćemo servirati prasadom i običavali smo to raditi tako da sjednete pa vam serviramo, međutim našli smo da je praktičnije da bakte stoje ovdje i dobit ćete tanjure i možete stati u red. I također vas molim da ostavite donacije za prasadom, inače tokom tjedna u bilo koje vrijeme možete doći na doručak i ručak besplatno, ali prasadom koji serviramo za vrijeme Sunday Feasta primamo donacije zbog toga što se tim novcem pokrivaju troškovi prasadama i također otplaćaju kredit koji su 20 bakta iz kongregacije uzeli prije 6 godina za izgradnju ovog hrama, tako da se svi uključimo na taj način. Hvala lijepo, Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, we will have now one last item in our program. We will all sing and dance for Goni Thai, and afterwards we will serve you prasadam, and then we can talk.
Sada nas čeka zadnji dio našeg programa, sada ćemo pjevati i plesati za Goni Thai.